besties, it's Sierra
and Judy
coming at you with another episode of Love That For You. This is our
12th.
Are you sure?
Yes.
The day comes and the night comes so quickly, I just can't even remember where we're at.
I know.
It's so sad. But here we are.
We are.
Another day.
Another dime. I don't know. I'm old. Have you ever heard that jingle? My boss gets a dollar while I get a dime.
It's why I poop on company time.
Glad you finished that.
You're welcome. I will say poop on our pod once. Okay, starting pod over. I'm just kidding. No, it's really funny. Actually, my boss, had given one of my friends a pop can and was like, you know, the boss makes a dollar, you make a dime. He gave him, you know, the 10-cent can to recycle. I'm just like, that's all. Whiff? Where's funny?
Perfect. Only in Oregon, though.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere else, no.
Well, I've missed you guys, and I've missed you.
It's been a week, but I understand.
It feels like a month.
Yeah, it's because we don't work at the same job anymore, which is actually really sad.
I don't like it.
I'm not a fan, but I love my job.
If I could turn back time.
Just an emotional.
Are you kidding me? I have been seeing that song on TikTok that's like, please don't be in love with someone else.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like when you're away from your bestie for so long. Do you know how badly I want to recreate that?
Okay, once we get off of this, I am going to show you the TikTok that I love that is that song. And I'm not even a huge fan, I'm going to say it, of T-Swift. But even though I feel like the song, you know, Drew and his guitar, that was definitely about me and my college boyfriend, Drew. But it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a great video. I think she's singing it to a sandwich. I can't remember, but it's really great.
Wait, is it the girl that you send me? She's like one of your favorite TikTokers?
I don't know. I'll have to go through my favorites and look. I know it's one of the recent ones, so that's...
Ooh, that's what we should do. Post our three favorite TikTok follower, people that we like to follow.
Oh,
like,
I love that.
Oh, do you know how many times I'm like, TikTok is one of my love languages, and it's like...
I know my top three. Okay. We'll do this.
Game on.
Perfect. Look for an Instagram post coming soon.
Insta. Okay, so... Shall we dive into the highs and thy lows?
We shall.
Shall indeed.
Sierra.
Judy.
What's your high?
So.
Why did you breathe heavy?
It is called a sigh.
My bad.
Make me sound fat over here. Jeez.
Yes, that was my intent.
Okay, my high was that I got to have a 4-day weekend last weekend, and it was amazing. And the luxury of not having to turn on my alarm for an extended period of time was just delightful.
Doesn't that, like, just immediately relieve some kind of, like, I don't know. I always have anxiety because I know when my alarm's going to go off. So not having it at all is just, like, this weird...
Dude, my sleep pattern this weekend compared to, like, Monday...
Did you get a lot of 90 sleep scores?
I got a lot of really great sleep scores. And then Monday was just trash. Because it was just,
mine,
like...
Mine didn't record anything for Friday. It said that I didn't sleep.
There's...
It's like, I wore you the whole time. You liar.
There's some times where I've had that happen to me, too. And I look at it and I'm like, did I die?
Like, no, because you woke up at 2 a.m.
You know, and that's the part for me. I'm like, was there a point in the middle of this where I died and then suddenly you dropped me and then I was like, resume.
Resume.
resume life. No, I knew.
Well, on that note, how was your Thanksgiving in that 4-day weekend?
You know, it was really chill, very low key.
Did you have that the sweet potato?
I sure did.
Casserole.
I was very sad, so I made sweet potato casserole, and I made it differently than I made it last year, the year before, or whatever. And so even my mom was like, "That looks different than what you had done before."
What did you do?
I put them. So we didn't have the mini marshmallows. We had the jumbo marshmallows,
no.
And so my mom was like, "Well, they're the same marshmallow. Let's just cut them up." And I was like, done and done. I don't like spending money and I don't want to go to the store to put on a bra. So I'm good. So we cut up the marshmallows and we took it to Gran's house. And they disappeared into the oven somewhere. I don't know, but they weren't there when it was done.
No marshmallows?
Not really. It was
just
gone.
Marshmallow liquid?
Mm-hmm.
Gross.
Yeah. I was like, what? No, thank
no,
you.
No, no.
I was like, this isn't clearly what I ordered. Let's
return.
I'd like to file a dispute. clearly. But no, the way that I did it last time was I had done rows where I did a row of marshmallows, mini marshmallows. I did the mix of the mix, whatever, the cinnamon yummy crunchy part, and I did rows of it, so I did stripes, and it worked out better that time, and I will do that next year.
So no jumbo marshmallows, they're the worst.
Learn from my mistakes. If you've ever made the, like, what is it, the marshmallow pastry tomb thing that you make on Easter or whatever, or Easter. I'm getting my religions mixed up. Have you ever made that?
Where I'm going to need to see a picture later.
Like when you put it in the oven after you wrap it up with the stuff, like the puff pastry.
No.
It, like, you put cinnamon butter or whatever it is, and then when you put it in the oven, the marshmallow disappears, but it's still left all puffed up. Like,
no.
It had the marshmallow.
No. I don't know, but I need a sample and a description.
I'll show you the Carfax later.
We'll see.
Yours?
My high was Thanksgiving was actually a blast. I got to have two this year. One with my family.
And her parents aren't divorced to get one.
What?
For two Thanksgivings.
Oh, yes, yes. It's because...
you have a love life.
I thought you were going to say my lover. Because we were talking about lovers. So... It felt like
I
was coming.
You know, I'm gonna say it. I can't see myself ever referring to him as your lover.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah. I'm glad we're on the same page as that.
Yeah, so on Thanksgiving, we went to my family's house. My mom made caramel corn this year. And honestly, I ask my mom every... Yes, I'm calling out my mom. I ask my mom every single year to make caramel corn. And she says no every single year. It's too hard. It's too much labor. First of all, it's a labor of love. Second of all, I said that John was coming and she was like, let me make caramel corn. Are you kidding me? So I know where I rank in that family. Below John, my boyfriend. Just very not okay.
Is this where we start our own Friendsgiving?
I actually want to do Friendsgiving next year. It's just been really hard with COVID and everything. So next year... we should co-host a Friendsgiving. We can have friends playing on the background.
Dude, that's exactly what I did on Thanksgiving, too. We watched one episode with my family, and it was hard because every time... So we were with Grandma. She has furniture. We do not. And so... we're watching it, and every time we got to something, a scene in New York, my mom's like, that's where we went. We saw that.
Okay.
15-minute hold where my mom's showing her photos of our New York trip.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm just like, I just want to resume. I just, let me go. We watched one episode. My brothers don't like Friends.
They're not humans.
No, they're boys. They're hormonal young men who have no taste. And so, yeah, not interested. And so...
Rude.
I know. So, once we got home from Graham's, I watched the rest of the Friends Thanksgiving episodes.
Good.
They were good.
Good, good.
I watched them until the dawn.
I understand.
Also,
I went to Thanksgiving on Saturday with John's family, and I finally met his oldest brother's wife, Fran, who is a hoot.
Yeah.
A delight.
Yeah.
She might be the funniest one of the family. She actually said she was the funniest one of the family.
Oh, so she confirmed.
She did.
But not from a biased standist at all. No. Mm-hmm.
She made roasted sweet potatoes with like this cinnamon or something on top, and they were so good. So good. And it's just roasted sweet potatoes. And I'm just like, they came all the way from Ridgefield or something with those. And they were delicious.
And you were like, leave him. I'll leave John. Marry me.
I mean, I can roast Brussels sprouts. I mean, sweet potatoes. There was also Brussels sprouts there. Chris and Maz have brought them. They put bacon in them. They're so good.
Anytime you put Brussels sprouts and bacon is delightful.
Yes.
Add some Parmesan, some balsamic glaze, vinaigrette.
I don't know what they do, but they're good. It's like a lot of people end up messing up Brussels sprouts and the way you cook them, but they did not. They don't disappoint every time.
Air fryers.
So good. I don't think they used the air fryer, but it was something. I'll have to inquire. They were nice. But then on Sunday, I'm going to be in a bowling tournament. Woo!
On this upcoming Sunday?
Yeah.
Where can I watch?
Oh, dear.
Yes, I shall be your cheerleader.
Oh, no.
With a cute little short skirt. And
the day I see you wearing a skirt, I will be so surprised.
I have worn skirts before.
Not in my presence.
Yeah. Yes, actually, when we first became friends.
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I'll need picture documentation proof. Yeah, right. Anyways. But yeah, so I get to do that on Sunday, which will be really exciting.
Where's your tournament?
At the Rainbow Lanes in Forest Grove.
Ah.
It's a good time. I'm very excited. All right. Sierra. Tricky. What is your low?
So after the four-day weekend, I had to go back to reality, back to work, back to the grind. I don't like it.
I actually really appreciate, and I don't know if you know that you did this, but you put back to the grind, headaches are brewing again. Did you mean to do that together?
Yeah.
Grind and brew?
Yeah, it's like our coffee love sign.
That's perfect.
But yes, my headaches are coming back. I have a headache now. I'm just so over it.
I'm telling you, you should try the piercing.
I also think a new brain would help.
But something a little bit more realistic would be the piercing. It's something you like doing. You have piercings.
I do have
piercings. You might as well try it. You said you wanted a new tattoo or a new hole or something. So
okay, we're going to need to rephrase that.
No, it's okay.
No, I think we should go back on that one. I'm a new piercing or tattoo.
Yeah.
I think a new hole sounds really bad.
That's fine.
Is it?
It's all right.
I'm glad that you're okay with that.
I am.
I don't know. Yeah. But I'm just tired. It's really hard to go back from 4 days off to then going back
from
to
any
it.
Days off.
Yeah. And then just coming back to a very crazy work schedule. It's been very nuts at work, so not so bad. It. You?
Milo was I'm trying to figure out like the in-between insurance and insurance in general, my 401k rollover, and all that adult crap, and I don't like doing that, so that's where I'm at in life.
Would you like to talk to your financial institution about 401ks?
My financial institution? No, but I'm trying to get my boyfriend to get an account so I can have the refer a friend, because now that I don't work for them, I would like to refer a friend. But
get that $100.
It's not happening right now.
Yeah.
So.
It's okay. They're just trying to. For me, I can only refer more people to work there. And I'm like, I mean, I barely want to work there.
My gosh.
It's a fun time. 401ks. Yeah, does your work offer 401k?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, we offer everything. It's a lot. So I'm just trying to figure it all out.
It's a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
So. Juti.
Sarah.
Love of my life.
Yes.
Would you like to introduce the newest segment?
I sure would. It's okay. Called...
We need to find a new name for it. Needs to be jazzier.
All right. We'll figure out a new name. But right now, it's according to your zodiac sign. And basically, what's going to happen is every week, we're going to read something that's in relation to your zodiac sign. Well, we're going to read something about me and Sierra, and then two of you lucky signs. So, this week... Your ideal vacation. You want me to do Aquarius first? Since yeah. It's the most relatable.
We have a lot to talk about on that one, so sure.
Aquarius. This zodiac sign is the one that wants to do it all and finds everything interesting. An Aquarius would be just as happy sipping coffee in a bookshop in Boston as they would be scaling a mountain in Japan. Aquarius loves new ideas, new places, new people. Is an easy conversationalist, and they prefer to travel with others and explore new lands in groups. All of Sierra's favorite things.
I would like to ask who put this together, and who put the extreme from sipping coffee in a book in a bookshop in Boston to scaling a mountain in Japan. What? First of all, fuck that. That's not what we do. I don't have the burning desire to just go from, oh, coffee sipping to, I gotta go scale a mountain.
Well, it's not in the same day. It's just, you know, those are things you would like to do, potentially. It's giving you examples.
It's not good. First of all, I don't ever see myself scaling a mountain. I don't know if any other Aquariuses do. If you do and you want to correct me, that's fine, but you're not an Aquarius. We want to be left alone.
Sierra wants to be left alone.
It's a lot of Aquariuses. We like to be alone.
For Leo.
Yes, yours is nice.
Sort of.
I'm jealous.
A first-class flight to a magical locale is just as exciting for Leo as the destination itself. When traveling with a Leo, pull out all of the stops. Chilled champagne on ice in the room, chocolates on the pillows. With Leo talk vacation, they are speaking the language of luxury. Only the best will do. Whenever their destination is, it's supposed to be wherever their destination is, wherever their destination is, their hotel room has to have the best view in the building, which I don't really understand because I don't like heights. I actually would like to ride first class. That'd be actually really nice. I did once, but on a technicality, and I didn't get to experience as one should.
I've always flown coach. Find yourself a man that will fly you first class.
First class.
I mean, which is sad because I am first. My last name, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, pick another sign.
Mm-hmm. Should we talk about Virgo?
Shoal. The one I actually side with. Taking Virgo outside their comfort zone. Parasailing in Barbados. Hiking to an ancient Mayan. I don't know what's going on today.
In Mexico, touring new wineries in South Africa. All of these, those ideas would keep Virgo from thinking about the tasks on his or her to-do list. For a Virgo to get the most out of their vacation, they have to be totally engaged.
It's true. With a ring on the hand.
And that's a hint for a Leo.
I just always felt like I was more of a Virgo than a Leo, but it's fine.
Oh, and I'm then definitely an Aquarius.
We will read Capricorn, because it seems weird. For a Capricorn to go away on vacation, the trip needs to be as enriching as possible. A Capricorn will schedule all of your museum tours and visit to historical landmarks. An educational vacation is the best plan for this sign. The rest of them are going to be posted on our Instagram profile. So if you want to know what your sign is, you should probably learn how to read and go to Instagram. Unless you already know how to read, then you can just go to Instagram.
Schultz fired.
I'm just saying, I would rather have an audio book than a regular book, so I get it.
Let's read one more. Let me read Sagittarius, since that's actually the month that we're currently in for those who are currently coming up.
Yes.
So, Sagittarius, this sign has a natural craving for travel and adventure. They always want to experience something new, the next mountain to climb, the next ocean to cross. The toughest part about vacationing with a Sagittarius is trying to get them to go back home. You know what's hilarious is my mom's a Sag, and that's so accurate.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Very, very accurate for my mom.
I could see that. Anyways, that's our new segment. So look forward to next week and what, according to your zodiac sign, will be.
Yeah. I'm so stoked on that. All right. Want to dive into the next segment?
Yes. What you eating, Sierra?
Food.
Oh, yeah?
I'm looking into it. This week we're talking about our favorite breakfast places. Of course, I'm always late and last to the party. I have one to contribute to.
Oh, yeah?
You go first.
The first one I put down is Hot Cake House, because their pancakes are bigger than your head. And they somehow make the best bacon. And I will say that their biscuits and gravies is a no-go because they put onions in it, and that's disgusting. So sorry. But they're just really good. They've been a Portland staple for a really long time. They're open 24/7. It's great. So if you want pancakes at 2 in the morning, you can get them. Sometimes they have a line, but it's worth it.
I feel like there's never places open that late in Oregon.
Well, they are still 24 hours, even with all the restrictions and COVID and everything. So, it's really good. Did you put down any?
Yeah, I did. So, I put down Screen Dole.
Okay.
They've got really good food there. I enjoyed their chicken and waffles.
I had their chicken and waffles one. That's the only thing I've ever had from Screen Dole.
Same.
So good.
And I liked it.
I like that they put it all together and then they shove a knife at the top.
It's like how my ex presented my heart.
Shots fired.
I'll go for it every single time. Just like the weather that we're experiencing. Just as cold as my ex's heart. But yes, Screen Dole, what a jam.
Yes.
Yours?
I put down Toast. It's in Southeast Portland in the Woodstock area. and it's super good. They make this like hash brown, I don't know what they call it. It's a fancy word. It starts with an R. But it's like a hash brown round. But it oh my gosh, it's so good. It's like crispy and soft. And oh, it's so good. But it comes with everything you order. And it's just, it's like normal portions for food. Like not IHOP platter. It's like normal breakfast. They have amazing Eggs Benedict. It's probably the only place I get Eggs Benedict because they actually make their hollandaise sauce in-house and not from a bag. So that's pretty great. But yeah, toast. Plus, shout out, they have grapefruit mimosas, and that's my jam.
Ooh, love that.
Do you have another one?
I just started thinking of mine. It's like, of course I start talking about food and I start getting the ideas. Have you ever been to Fat Milo's in Sherwood?
Sure have.
It's so good. I'm pretty sure that I'm obsessed with their bourbon French toast that they have there. Absolutely in love with things that you can incorporate booze and food into. So love that. Yeah. And it's hard because they are limited like hours and days.
But those are where the good restaurants are. Because mm-hmm. Toast is like that too.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
So the Fat Milo's is in downtown Sherwood. So it's a little bit more closer away from Portland, but it's nice. I love it. It's a, if you haven't been to Sherwood, it's a really cute downtown area. There's a shop around the corner. I think it's called Oak and, totally forgetting the name of it now.
Something.
It's a plant shop that's super cute.
Corked and all of them. They're so good.
Yep. Yep. Fantastic. Another one for you?
Bricks Tavern. Bricks with an X. So not sure what happened there. They literally have the best brunch on weekends. I don't care what John says. He's not the boss of brunch. But they have bottomless mimosas for $10. It's worth it.
When are we going?
I know, right? Well, it's right in downtown. It's in the Pearl District.
We need to find a bottomless mimosa place.
I saw one somewhere else, and I can't remember where it was. And I'm thinking if we just Google it, things will come up. It'll be fine. But they seriously have the best. It's like this. It's like little corned beef and hash. Like polenta cakes. I'm such a fan of polenta. La Provence actually has
polenta
cakes. Oh,
they do a really good polenta.
They might have been the other one that has bottomless mimosas now.
Who?
La Provence. They just recently started that, I'm pretty sure.
We need to look into that.
We sure do, because so when you get there and you order breakfast, they present you with a croissant.
I love the croissant.
And with it's
brie and raspberry jam.
It's actually a real croissant because it can only be in the triangular shape if it has 100% real butter. Did you know that? Fun fact.
No.
No?
No.
But yes.
We need to go to La Provence.
Breakfast places.
Yeah.
Get out and go.
Also, Jay's restaurant in Newburgh. You don't like Jay's?
The JJ?
No, Jay's.
JJ's restaurant. Is it attached to the Holiday Inn?
It's not attached, but it's a part of.
Yeah.
They've actually done a really great job.
No. I was there like a year and a half ago. I did not care for them.
Oh, we've been getting them since we haven't had a kitchen, and they have done a phenomenal job. I would recommend trying them again. They were off. Maybe bad chef.
We'll see.
Real good. And Newburgh, if anyone's looking.
Newburgh. I work there. You can come visit me. Come get some hammers.
It's fine. This is also not being sponsored.
It's not.
But we should look into that.
Yeah. We'll see.
All right, let's jump into it with Whatcha Flixin'.
I don't know. I was just feeling really musical there, so.
I like it.
Tell me about this first one you have.
Have you seen the movie After?
Yeah.
So it's that. It's movie.
They made a series?
So it's like it's multiples. Like, so after we collided and after we fell, there's three movies.
What?
Yeah. And now there's another.
Just like what happened with To All the Boys.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't advertise them. They just put them out there, didn't they?
I don't think that there's a ton of advertisement for this one, but yeah, I just watched the third one and I'm just like,
hello?
I have some questions.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to watch them.
I think there is another movie coming. So,
do you think it's okay to watch TV while you drive to the beach?
To Lincoln City? No. to all of our beaches here? No. They're all like very narrow roads.
I know. Just saying. It's dumb.
We'll watch it soon. But yes, those, the first movie you can find on Netflix, I think the second and third ones you have to buy. So okay. I'm not sure. But it's so good. I love that series so much.
Love that for you.
Thank you. Yours, madame.
Mine, the first one I put down is I am rewatching Miranda because first of all, if you all haven't seen Miranda one time, then you're missing out.
If you haven't seen it a second, third, or tenth time, you are also missing out.
It's true. It's so, I don't know what it is. I think it's just like watching it over again. It's like Friends. It just keeps getting funnier.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what's coming. I know the punchlines. I know what's going to happen. And for some reason, it's still so funny.
I would love to insert the Lady Gaga, like, iconic, amazing, outstanding, like. Honestly, I've been rewatching Friends. I've been really, like, anxious and depressed lately, and so I've just kind of have turned to my comfort usuals, which is just binge watching Friends and shows that I've already watched, so I don't have to worry about my anxiety. It's just nice and comforting.
I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading it on a Facebook group the other day because I belong to like 17 different Friends Facebook groups, but one of them was like, do you ever just hear people moving a couch up into their home or apartment and
pivot.
Like, it's so great,
you know. And actually, another thing that I've been watching, I just started watching part of it last night, Jennifer Aniston has a documentary on Prime Video, and it's called More Than Friends. And so they mention like how iconic Friends is and just kind of her acting career as it began and how she was so close to giving up. And then she got cast for Saturday Night Live as a regular player and then also Friends, and how it's just so quotable. Like, I love it.
Have you ever watched... I always want to call her Phoebe Buffay because, like, it's Phoebe.
I know. Lisa Kudrow. I don't think she's a Lisa Kudrow anymore. I'm pretty sure she's Phoebe.
But have you watched her speech that she gave to, I think it was Yale?
Yes.
About how she had, like, nothing left in her bank account and she got fired from Frasier. Mm-hmm. And Friends was like her turnaround game. It's just crazy. If you've ever watched the casting of who they were gonna put as each person, it's like, pass.
I mean,
I could not imagine.
Matt LeBlanc too, also was even on the brink of. I mean, he was already like struggling. He had nothing in his bank account. Like, he was like this was his huge break.
Yeah.
I mean, I think based on the documentary so far that I've seen from Jennifer Aniston, like Courtney Cox was the only one who was like the big name that came to that show. And what's really nice too is that, you know, they demanded that, you know, they all got paid the same wage. Throughout the whole seasons, because that didn't make sense for them to all be paid differently. And I love that. And they all said, if one leaves, we all leave. You know, I'm like, I love that. No one's like that anymore.
During the reunion show, when they were talking about how they used to have dinner together after they would film, I just was like,
my heart.
I want to go.
Did you know Jennifer Aniston was actually a waitress before her job?
Yes.
I thought that was hilarious. I was like,
she made a joke about it. She was all like, if you have never gotten ready for a role before or something like that, like, let me tell you.
Yeah. She's iconic.
Do you know that Chandler's funny in real life? Just
kidding. What?
We all know that.
God, I love him. Matthew Perry.
Anyways, I could literally talk about Friends forever.
Same. Tell me you're obsessed with Friends without telling me you're obsessed with Friends.
I got the Friends Lego set at Target.
Oh my God.
So,
this is how obsessed we are with Friends.
We might make a TikTok later. Just be on the lookout.
I'm wearing a Friends sweatshirt right now.
It's perfect.
I love it.
Dash and Lily on Netflix. I think it came out last year, but it's actually really good. It's really, really good. It's about this girl who finds the journal of this guy, and then it's like about finding him, and it goes back and forth, and it's really good. So I wish they would produce another season for it, but I don't actually remember if it left on a cliffhanger, so I don't know if they could or not. But yeah.
I sure hope they do. That was kind of a cute one. And I don't like Christmas stuff, so you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. I actually really liked Julie and the Phantoms, too.
Never seen it.
It was really good. You should watch it. Mm. It's about this girl who, I think her mom passes away, and she has, like, this love for music, but she doesn't do anything with it. And then she ends up moving to a house that has this, like, boy band died. And they came back as ghosts. And every time she performs, they perform with her. They, like, appear. It's great. It'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm already depressed, so having someone, like, their mom dying,
That wasn't the premise of the movie.
No, but it's what fueled her.
You'll be fine.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Holiday movies? They're all mine.
Yep.
Because I love Christmas.
What?
And Sierra does not.
Nope.
Christmas Catch. I feel like that was called something else. I don't remember. What is Christmas Catch? Well, it's on Netflix, so if you want to check it out, that's great.
I love how you put something down for the pod, and then you...
I forgot what it is.
I
watch all of the Christmas movies. I don't know what to tell you.
Been there.
A Castle for Christmas. I just watched that. It has Wesley from Princess Bride. If you've never seen that movie, you need to rethink some of the decisions in your life. Because it's a staple. And if you haven't seen it 27 times, preferably in a row, then what are you even doing? Not watching Princess Bride. But it has him and Brooke Shields in it.
Brooke Shields really hasn't been in anything in a long time.
No, it was really, really good. And then Ghosting on Hulu. I finally watched it. It has Kat from The Bold Type in it.
What did you think of it?
Okay, it was actually really good. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
I don't go out of my way to watch Christmas movies.
I don't think it was a Christmas movie. It was just set at Christmas time. Mm. I don't actually even know if it was set at Christmas time. I just put it down because it's the holidays, and I watched this movie. But it was really good. So.
Hey, by the way, I watched The Setup.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
From Netflix?
Yeah.
With Lucy Liu?
Yeah. Not bad.
I know, I actually really enjoyed it.
I mean, I kind of wish that there was a better ending for the girl boss, but that's fine.
Netflix is actually producing some really good things.
Yeah, I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
I mean, I'm still mad that I'm paying $12.99 a month for Netflix, but that's fine.
I'm still mad that we're paying $12.99 and they took off Friends. Like, they didn't even consult us.
Yeah. I kind of want to have, like, a... I kind of wish HBO would have, like, a... Julia Roberts moment from Pretty Woman, where she's like, big mistake.
It reminds me of when you got word that they might take Miranda off Hulu, and you were like, I'm gonna write them a letter. Did you ever write that letter?
No, because I never took it off.
I know, but you were ready.
I was fiery.
But here we are, well, with Friends off Netflix, and guess what?
You know what? Here's the thing.
There's no letter.
I'm very upset when they take away the classics. Like, they took away, Netflix took away The Office, Friends.
Yeah, because they went to different networks that were going to air them because they already had, I don't know if they already had rights to them, but, like, Peacock took back The Office. And also, who even gets Peacock, okay? First of all, you called it Peacock? Not a fan. Not a fan.
It's not on our pet peeves list, but it's gonna be.
Pet peeves. Naming things stupid names.
Oh, for sure. That is ridiculous. I'm sorry. I'm just... Why?
I don't know.
And then charging me up the wazoo. First of all, I already paid for so much.
I know.
This is why our country's broke.
I know. Things we're doing with our bodies.
Judy?
Well, the only person who's doing anything with their body.
I'm depressed.
Besides putting food in it.
I'm depressed.
Is Judy, who's also putting food in it.
I want you to understand.
I want the record to show.
I would like the record to show. I'd like for the public to be aware, okay? I maybe smile, and I may be funny. I mean, I can't stop all that, but I'm still depressed, just so you're aware.
It's true. And because of that, working out is not an option.
No, you need to take the moment and you need to do what's good for you when you're depressed. And well, you know what? R&R is needed.
All you do is R&R.
Because life is too exhausting.
I understand. I signed up for Planet Fitness because they had a special because that one down the street is opening.
Yeah.
So there's no annual fee for the first year.
Nope.
It's $1 activation fee.
Yep.
And I don't have to pay for the first month.
Nice.
So it's a pretty sweet deal.
Dude, I fucking love Planet Fitness when I was going. So great.
Well, and it's going to be all new equipment. And they have, instead of just having it, like, the area, like, in most locations, except for that new one in King City or whatever, they have, like, the Black Lounge. Mm-hmm. So... Gosh, very jazzed about that.
I'm pretty sure the...
Plus, they're putting the 30-minute circuit at this one, mm-hmm. which I'm super jazzed for.
I'm pretty sure I fell in love with the Black Card Lounge at the King City location. It's just so luxurious.
It is very luxurious. It makes you kind of forget you're at the gym.
I went to...
Sometimes I just went to the lounge. I didn't even go to the gym part.
I've done that before, too. I've even been to the Planet Fitness in Hawaii on the Big Island. I felt very exotic.
I love that.
Thank you. Love it. So, yeah, Judy, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
With your body. You're going to Planet Fitness?
Yes. I start on Thursday.
Why do you start on a Thursday?
Because I'm going to the gym and then I am driving my butt to freaking Lincoln City for the day. So I want to get started and be jazzed at 5 in the morning.
God may rest your soul.
I know.
I'm not a morning person.
I might do it on the way back. I haven't decided.
I'm not a day person.
Yes.
I'm not a night person.
And then the night comes.
And it's just as hard.
It's just as hard.
Okay, your pet peeve, my love?
Yeah, we only have one pet peeve this week, and it's...
We're both
we both in. Feel the same.
Yeah, we're coming at you, Coles.
Look. A few months ago, I got a Keurig machine at Coles. Okay, a few months. Their return policy is 90 days. Mm-hmm. And I had the machine for less than that. And it's, like, I had it plugged in, and I would turn on the power, and it wouldn't, like, so it would turn on, and it would flash, and then it would shut down. And so I returned it. They were like, oh, well, we have to give you the lowest price of the last 13 weeks. It's like, whatever. I just wanted to exchange it, but sure, take my money. Whatever. I don't even care. And so I ended up having to wait because the Nespressos weren't in stock. So one of the Nespressos came into stock and it was Rules Gold, which I was super jazzed about. When I went to pick it up on the 14th, the box was damaged, but I didn't think anything of it because the lady behind the counter was like, it's fine. It's just because we were moving stuff around and probably hit it or something. It was not fine. My friend Andrea has the same machine. And my machine, when I would turn it on, and I only used it twice, mm-hmm. would make this like awful grinding noise inside. And so I'm just like, what the heck? Obviously, you guys dropped it on the ground or something. So I took it back today. Okay? I don't know her name, and honestly, I wouldn't say it on this podcast because I don't want to call out bitches, but I went in there, and I had already called previously yesterday because I didn't want to be embarrassed. I hate doing returns as it is, but here we are. I go in there, and I say I have a return. I have the receipt and everything. This lady makes the biggest deal out of everything. Well, I have to look online and make sure all of the components are there. I have everything except for the box. I even brought back the sample pods. Like, are you kidding me? So first she was very rude. Then she tells me that even though I had a partial gift card and then we put the rest on a credit card and I got Kohl's cash from the credit card purchase, mm-hmm. that I get the value of it less my Kohl's cash. And I was like, that's not how that works. The Kohl's cash was built off of me making a purchase. With that Kohl's cash not even aside, I should still get all of my stuff back. Mm-hmm. And they were making this whole thing out of it. So anyways, I ended up calling customer service. And customer service was all like, no, that's incorrect. That's not how Kohl's cash works. It's a separate entity. So I told that to the lady at the counter who literally called me a liar. To my face.
It goes to show you that they'll hire anyone.
They really will. There was this one moment where, oh gosh, what was it? I was all like, yeah, well now I'm going to have to wait for it online to come back in stock. And she goes, we haven't even carried these in store for a while. And I said, I didn't say in store. I bought it online. She goes, no, you said in store. She was like arguing with me about the stupidest things. But anyways, customer service took care of me on the phone from a call center that was in America. And anyways,
I don't understand why people have to wake up and choose violence.
I remember reading a story about Kohl's one year, how this guy had returned, and that's when they reamped their return policy. But this guy had returned boots from like 25 years ago because they didn't have any kind of stipulation on time. You could return anything at any time.
Right, like Costco.
Yeah. And then they changed it and now they're just jerks.
Yeah. It's sad to see how bad customer service has gotten in the last couple of years.
So,
especially now with people who have like the entitlement of doing whatever they want because, you know, the government was paying them to be off on unemployment. It's just like, I'm tired of all of it. All of it, all of it, all of it.
But anyways, that's my life. Are you
spilling tea?
Sure am.
All right. Want me to go first? You want to go first?
You can go first.
So, I'm not going to mention name. But one of my exes messaged me through Facebook Messenger And let me tell you, I'm just so not about it. I'm so fed up with my exes just popping up out of nowhere, wanting to apologize for the way that they treated me when things went sideways. I'm just tired. Also, I partly don't remember what we talked about, what happened with that. I blocked it out. But he messaged me and was like, hey, and I never responded. And then he sent me another message that was like, I'm sorry for... What was the verbiage?
It was like, I'm sorry for things ending the way they did.
And how shitty I was or whatever.
Yeah.
I was just like...
You were like, cool, bye.
I'm just kind of like, I didn't even open it. I did a sneaky way of kind of opening it to see what he said, but I didn't want to open him. I didn't want to open it up and give him the satisfaction. It said, I want to apologize to you for being shitty and ending things on bad terms. You didn't deserve that. And I'm thinking, no, guess what? I didn't. And that's why I'm not responding.
Good for you.
I'm so fed up with it. I'm sorry that you have issues. Exes. I'm so over it. I'm so over it all. Oh, and I do want to let you know, I think I'm going to send that guy.
Andrew. Mm-hmm. That's what we're calling him.
Andrew, Adam, something like that, whatever we called him.
Maybe Adam.
I'd like to go with asshole. So, I think I found I'm going to send him that trash TikTok.
I'm ready for it. We're going to do it later after the pod.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
So Aaron Carter, come get it, y'all.
I haven't heard his name in the
I know. I didn't even know he was engaged.
I didn't even know he still existed.
That's rude.
Is it?
Obviously, you weren't invited to Aaron's party. Do you like all those references?
Yeah, anyway. I love it. You're so fun.
Those were like the only two songs he had.
Yeah.
His fiancée, Melanie, and him have split after they just welcomed their son, Prince, into the world. So, like, what I read is that she did something because now she's, like, wanting to run to Vegas with the 90 Days TV star, but it's a girl, so I'm not sure what's going on, but she had, like, this elaborate plan to take his son away from him, and he's like, the hell you will.
Jeez, yeah, I think I'd seen something kind of brief on it. It was, like, I felt lied to or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was, like...
I'm just, like... Excuse me, we'd like to know more.
It's like you're... I'm sorry, do I need to explain this public eye to you? You tell us everything.
Well, he hasn't been in it for so long. He probably forgot how it works.
That's awesome. Real shady.
Right?
Also,
Lindsay... Yours?
Lindsay Lohan is engaged.
Can we talk about how I'm mad that they're not doing, like, a house... Real Housewives of Dubai or whatever, and she's not going to be on it.
Yeah.
You must not know about that.
No.
It's all right. Read up on it. It's pretty interesting. Who's she engaged to?
I don't even know.
Did you see... Wasn't it Mary Kate who married the old dude?
I feel like the Olsen
I think it was Mary twins, Kate.
I think the Olsens have both made very grave errors.
Well, yes, but I think she's the one who married the old dude. But they got a divorce.
Stop.
Yes.
That's insane.
I know. Or they're in the process. I'm not really caught up on them, Mary Kate and Olsen and Ashley and stuff.
Batter Shemis? I'm probably totally butchering that.
Let me see.
She looks incredibly happy.
They're pretty cute. I mean, be that cute if I got engaged.
She's in a movie now? She's going to be on Netflix? Is that the part of the thing that I missed that?
Did you not hear what I said?
The Christmas thing?
No.
I'm so sorry. My brain's not working technically.
No. Lady.
Oh, she does have a podcast, though. Maybe she can be a guest star.
Yeah, right. We're going to go with Oprah first. Okay?
We have this outrageous VIP wish list guest
list. It's not that outrageous. We do have two people on it that would potentially be guests. We have to ask them.
So, I mean, I'll go ahead and say it for the both of us. Oprah Winfrey, Giggly Squad.
Shout out to Hannah and Paige, part of our inspiration.
Queen Bey, of course.
That's Beyonce, in case you people don't know.
And Queer Eye Guys, the whole group.
Mostly just Anthony.
Can we just, I want to sit in the middle of...
all of them? With the dog.
You know his, Bobby's dog, first doggy died. The boxer.
Shut up. It's been like, how did you find out?
It's been a couple of years, my guy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I should send him a card.
We should really send our condolences years later.
Bobby.
But it's fine.
I'm so sorry.
Bobby.
Oh my gosh.
We love Bobby. Love that for us.
We love them all.
I just love them all. I can't wait for the new season to come out in December.
I'm so excited. I'm half Jonathan Van Ness and half Anthony. Because I look fabulous in everything I do, but also I cook amazing food. So it's perfect. I would never put body lotion on my face.
And I'm the cameraman, never in the picture.
The boom operator.
I'm the boom operator that has no meaning.
All right. Sierra, I'm very excited for it.
Judy, I'm very
excited. We've been waiting all night. The fans have been hoping for this moment.
We've now added a new segment called Add to Cart. So I'm super jazzed about this because I'm always like, add to cart, baby, add to cart. So
it's true.
We did some damage. We bought things during Black Friday / Cyber Monday.
It's true.
And we are living. So, can we dive into the two mutual things that we have purchased during this Black Friday sale?
Yeah, let's say the first one together. New TV.
I was trying to figure out what you were saying.
I know. Which one are you saying?
I'm like, I'm scared. We both got new TVs, but yours is bigger.
That's fine. Yours... you got it for your room. Like, that's a personal upgrade.
Yeah. I got 3 inches bigger.
Like, mine, I can have the... So, my old TV, I couldn't turn up the backlight because there was a buzzing sound that would happen. Yeah, so it's nice to not have that, but also have clear picture.
It's quite amazing.
And I got a great deal. I wanted to get it on Black Friday, so I'm really happy. I got the last one at Target.
It's amazing. That in itself
I didn't have to ram anyone. For it.
I'm really sad that you didn't get to make the news, though.
That would have been, like, the national level.
I'm dead. I got my TV from Costco. I got to upgrade a small amount of it, but other than that, it's pretty much the same TV. Except for, I'm sorry, Samsung, I have a question. So, I have a... older TV that's a 40-inch that came with a very nice, sleek remote. The new TV that I got looks like my 2018 Blu-ray DVD player remote, and I'm not a fan.
Well, it's like my Element remote on my original one is like the longest remote you've ever seen. It's like two remotes in one, and then it has like the smart hub functions. But the bottom, it has like a full keyboard. Like, who needs that? Nobody is over here typing into the computer, but it's really your thing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I was just like,
so,
why?
So, why did you get the next thing if you got a smart TV? Did you get a smart TV?
I got a smart TV. I prefer having a Fire Stick over having a smart TV, because then it's all in my hubs in one. I don't have to like toggle back and forth really. Like, I kind of do, but I don't have to like log into each one of them. They're already logged in with my account.
Oh.
Plus, I also want to have another Fire Stick to travel. So one leaves with me when I travel, and another one stays at home, so I don't have to zip tie all of my cords to make them sleek looking. I don't want to have to cut those off every time I want to use my Fire Stick.
Just cut the cord.
Cut the cord! It's fine.
How lovely for you.
But yes, I bought a new Fire Stick. It will be fun. It has upgraded remote features.
Mm-hmm.
Love that for us.
Yes.
Yes. So something that we also bought that's the same.
Well, we both have Thread wallets. Shout out to Sierra, who originally had it.
I did not want a purse anymore, so Thread wallet was what it was at, where it was at for me, so.
And I carried a purse for like 27 years, which means I carried it since I was five. Six, five, some in between, which is not true, but it is amazing how freeing it is to not have a purse.
Oh God, it's so nice.
Yeah.
I even got a little clippy thing, because I don't really have pockets sometimes, so I bought a little carabiner thing that matches my set. I'm super excited. So then that way I could just clip it on.
Clip. Clip. So funny.
I love it. I also got an outlet surge protector socket thing. It's like a insert onto your wall socket. I love it, dude. It has three USBs, and it has a USB, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it has five outlets, and it's great.
So it's similar to your power tower, but wall mountable.
Yes, and my situation that I had before, I had it was like an extension cord with all of the USB stuff, and I was just like, this just looks cluttery and messy, and I didn't like it, and they had a lightning deal for it on Amazon.
I understand. If my wall socket wasn't like it is in my bedroom, I would get one of those, but the way it is doesn't make sense to have. Maybe it does. I'm gonna look into that.
Yeah, we'll look into it.
I got new bowling shoes online, which I'm super jazzed for because I won't have to rent them anymore.
So
shout out to me for becoming a professional. I'm getting a ball tomorrow.
What color?
It's sparkly. I'll take a picture.
What color?
It's like a dark greenish, bluish, black. I don't know. It's like a dark, very, very, very dark turquoise. And then it just has sparkles all everywhere.
Shimmer.
It's really delightful.
Nice.
So I'm getting that potentially. Yeah. So I'll just be so jazzy for my tournament on Sunday.
Love that. I want to see a picture of your ball.
Okay. My gosh. I cannot.
Love you.
Gotta go.
All right. I think that's literally all that we had.
We had so much fun and two new segments.
Yes.
Which was pretty legit.
Real jazzy.
We are moving up in the world.
Moving on it. I like it. Yeah. I love that for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you so much.
She looks like thrashing on the couch.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode. We had so much fun laughing. I'm sure you're laughing with us.
Or at us.
Or most likely at us. But anyway, we got you laughing. Thanks for joining. We will chat with you next week. Bye.